Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. The shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes away. We're looking at Pesachim 94. We're looking at the idea of how short the years may be. Come learn from the following. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai said, a great figure, a great sage himself, what rejoinder did the heavenly voice give to that wicked man, Nebuchadnezzar, when he said, I will ascend over the tops of the clouds, I will liken myself to the Most High. Heavenly voice called out and said to him, wicked man, son of a wicked man, grandson of the wicked Nimrod, not officially grandson, but a descendant, who led to the whole world in rebellion against me during his reign. How many are the years of a man? 70 years, and if with strength 80 years, that comes from Tehillim, as it says in Tehillim in Psalms 90, the days of our years among them are 70 years, and if with strength 80 years. The key phrase to be focusing on is that David HaMelech himself said the days of a life are 70 years, and with strength 80 years. How did David know this? Because David himself had 70 years of life, and it says HaMelech David is okay. You know, he was old and he was laying there cold and frail and weak at the end of his days, and the Haftorah of my own parsha also talks about how he was giving the charge to Shlomo at the end of his days. He lived 7 years, so he said, if you're strong, if Hashem gives you the strength, it's 80 years. But even if we extend it to 120 years, like Moshe Rabbeinu, we should all be zocha to live 120 years. That's not a lot of time. It's really a blip on the screen of the Jewish history. It's really a blip on the screen of the history of the world. What are you going to do with the time? What are you going to do with your days and your years? Notice how we talk about a lot that the forefathers talked how many days were the years of your life? Not just how many years, but how many days? What did you do with your days? Were your days full? Were your days meaningful? Did you do good for others? Did you go above and beyond to help out others? What are you going to do with your years? If you take away the time you use for hygiene and bathroom, you take away the time you use for sleep, you take away the time you use for eating, you take away the time you use for davening, what are you left with? How much time is really left in your day? We only have 70, 80, 120 years we should be zocha to. How do we break down our days? How do we break down our time? How do we ensure that we're using our time in a proper way, in an occupational way, and in a fulfilling way, especially involving ourselves in Torah, mitzvahs, and chesed, because of the best ways to involve yourself in your days. Make sure to make the most of your days so that we could say the days of a life might be 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120 years, but we miss the most of our days and we make the most of the years of our life. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 95 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.